Dear brothers and sisters, I'm speaking to you today or whenever you choose to listen to this short audio because I wanted to give you something during the week to encourage you and comfort you during this difficult time in our lives and in the life of our nation. We've been greatly encouraged as we as a family have been reading the Psalms. And I wanted to share with you a few words from Psalm 62. But before I do that, I wanted to just let you know that I love you as your pastor. My family sends their love to you. We are praying for you every day as families, as individuals, that God would be a rock to you that you can lean on to strengthen you and a source of hope to you. And that as we go through days of struggle and upheaval together, we know that we're united together through our mutual love in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He will carry us through. I want to share with you this passage that Debbie and I read from a week ago, and it's Psalm 62. Verse 1 reads, "For God alone my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken." Then verse 5, "For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. For my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory, my mighty rock, my refuge." As we thought about the psalm together after reading it, Debbie and I just remarked at how important it is to cling to God as our only source of stability and strength. And this psalm is a wonderful psalm because it reminds us that in the midst of difficult changes in our life, God is our rock we can lean on, and that our salvation depends on the Lord. That salvation doesn't depend on our own strength. Salvation doesn't depend on our self-motivated wisdom. Salvation depends on the Lord, and God is greater than this virus, and God is greater than all of human resources put together. I just wanted to share this story with you. It's something I thought of in light of this psalm, how the Lord alone is our foundation. So I'm reminded of a story when I was a teenager. My father and I went to rent a rowboat for the afternoon so we could go fishing. So we rented the rowboat, but unfortunately the owner of the boat didn't tie the boat to the dock. So as soon as I had one foot on the dock, I put the other foot onto the boat, but the weight of my body pushed the boat away from the dock so that there was nowhere for me to go because the boat was drifting away from the dock. I had one foot on the dock, one foot on the boat, and splash, I went into the water. Well, that's what happens when we're not trusting in the Lord alone, but we're trusting in Him, but in something else. We drift away from the Lord, and we don't experience Him as our anchor. So be reminded throughout this week, God is your strength. God is your refuge. He'll take care of you. And let's lean on the Lord as the source of our salvation, the source of our strength alone. I want to leave you with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for each and every brother and sister in our church family. Lord, I pray that together that we will face each day, each moment, leaning on you as our rock and our shelter and our salvation. Give us the strength we don't have your unfailing strength. Give us the hope that you alone have, hope fixed on you as our God and our provider. Comfort us where we're distressed. Enable us, Lord, to not be shaken, because you alone are our rock and refuge. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.